Palpatine cut his eyes to Pestage and Grigottis and shook his head in dismay. "Then it's good you thought to invite me aboard, Your Majesty, because I bring news that may persuade you to rethink your position." "What news?" Magneta demanded. Palpatine ignored her by continuing to speak to Varuna. "This matter has yet to reach the Rotunda, but there is every indication that the Republic is eventually going to grant the Trade Federation permission to arm its ships." Varuna's jaw dropped and he blinked. "With what?" Palpatine pretended to become flustered. "I don't know precisely. Turbo lasers, certainly, as well as droid starfighters. Whatever combat automata are being produced by Bactoid, Heor Chal, and the Hive species." He gestured out the viewport. "Weapons that will prove to be a deadly match for those starfighters." Varuna was still trying to make sense of it. "Why is the Republic doing this?" "Because of what happened at Yenchor. Because of persistent attacks by pirates and would-be insurrectionists. And because the Republic refuses to reverse its position on creating a military." Varuna stormed away from the viewport, then stopped and whirled on Palpatine. "I don't believe it. Valorum was successful at Yenchor. He would never bow to pressure from the Trade Federation." "He isn't bowing to pressure. His strategy is to enter into a deal with the Federation. Defensive weaponry in exchange for taxation of the free trade zones." Varuna was speechless. "This is why I urge Your Majesty to keep Naboo on the proper side of this."
"Do tell us, Senator," Lago interrupted, "what it means to be on the proper side."
Palpatine glanced from Lago to Varuna. "When the matter reaches the Rotunda, the Naboo must vote in protest of taxation of the free trade zones." Varuna swallowed and found his voice.
"In support of the Trade Federation? With my re-election approaching? You must be mad, Palpatine. Naboo has been under the yoke of the Federation for more than 30 years. The people would never forgive me."
"Your base remains strong," Palpatine said. "The people will gradually come to understand that you made the correct decision." Varuna smoldered. "I don't like being put in this position, Palpatine." Palpatine adopted a pensive pose, then looked at the king.
"There may yet be a way. I'm certain that Higo Damask would be willing to broker a renegotiated deal with the Nymoidian bloc of the Trade Federation."
"I don't need Damask to broker anything," Varuna snapped. "The Mune's time has come and gone. He's an anachronism. His enemies did us all a favor by forcing him into early retirement."